I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. More now on politics. Blah, 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 blah. Just kidding. There are other interesting contests. Super Bowl 38 is in Houston on Sunday. At the beginning of the season, few fans expected the Carolina Panthers to be in it. But they are. They're playing the New England Patriots for the championship of pro football. In the Panthers' home, Charlotte, North Carolina, true fans believe in the team and the city. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Jagow reports.
A few years ago, Charlotte was barely a speck on the national radar, a sleepy southern town with a reputation for evangelists and stock car drivers. But the birthplace of Billy Graham and Dale Earnhardt has changed in a hurry. In the past decade and a half, Charlotte has exploded into a wealthy New South metropolis, home to two of the nation's largest banks and a pair of professional sports franchises. Charlotte native Jeff Beaver runs the city's sports commission.
We're now a Super Bowl city in the sense that we have a team that's going to the Super Bowl, and that automatically augments everything, makes it look like we're big time, but we've been big time a long time before that.
The 9-year-old Carolina Panthers symbolize the city's fast rise. 2 years ago, the Panthers finished their season with only one win. Now they're just one victory from a world championship. Forget another bank merger. Panthers fever is all the rage in Charlotte.
On three, go Panthers. One, two, three!
30,000 people turned out last week for a Super Bowl rally where the theme was respect. This is a city that wants the world to know, through its football team, that it has arrived.
You know, Charlotte is a great place for people to live, work, and raise their families. We got a message to send all across this country. Isn't it great being an underdog? It is wonderful being an underdog!
Despite its newfound love for the Panthers, Charlotte will never be mistaken for a rough-and-tumble football town like Green Bay. Instead of cheeseheads, Panthers fans have been called the wine-and-cheese crowd, prompting jokes from the likes of David Letterman. You won't see spray-painted beer bellies at Bank of America Stadium. Maybe a few bankers in polos sipping Chardonnay. But don't tell this white-collar city it doesn't deserve a Super Bowl.
Now, this is also good if you're going to do a beef Wellington.
At Dean and DeLuca, a gourmet deli in the upscale South Park neighborhood, football goes just fine with all the wine and cheese. Like most of the city's residents, Shannon Durant moved to Charlotte from somewhere else.
I live in a small neighborhood, and most of us are not from the Carolinas, but we've caught Panther fever and are very excited, and I guess you could classify us as a wine and cheese set, but the fans are pretty eclectic. Like, I'm from Florida, so I grew up being a Dolphins fan, but Dolphins schmolphins, go Panthers!
Other Charlottians, like Alan Mann, hope the Super Bowl will put their city firmly on the map.
When you say Carolina Panthers, most people aren't sure if it's South Carolina, North Carolina, and they certainly don't know what city it is. Could be Chapel Hill, Charleston, Charlotte, whatever. Now everybody will they'll know exactly where the Carolina Panthers' home is.
Wine and beer sales are brisk this week as Panthers fans stock up for the weekend's parties. But Dean and DeLuca assistant manager Jamal Magnus says only one thing goes best with a Panthers victory in the Super Bowl.
Definitely champagne. It wouldn't be a red wine or a Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio. It'd definitely be a nice big bottle of Dom Perignon champagne. Definitely.
Even if the Panthers lose, Charlotte will likely pop the champagne anyway. This can-do city believes it'll be back in the Super Bowl, next time with a little more respect from the rest of the country. For NPR News, I'm Scott Jagow in Charlotte.